Hello?
Hi, I'm looking to speak with Salvador.
This is Sal. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is George. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey. Would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. I know that it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably, or a 50-50 chance?
100%. I will vote.
And thank you for taking my call. What is your age?
I am 45.
Be sure that we are representing everybody. May I ask your race?
I am Mexican. I am Hispanic.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you are not at all motivated to vote. And
I am very motivated.
Okay. Regardless of how you previously vote, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'm something else. I consider myself a progressive, more left-leaning.
Okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I'm very dissatisfied.
And what specifically makes you say that?
I think there's too much separation in the country with what the Republican Party has done in the last decade, and I don't believe that there's a number of things. I think healthcare, immigration reform hasn't happened. Wage increases hasn't happened. I think there's serious issues with housing that are obvious by the homelessness on the streets and the fact that nobody can afford to purchase homes. It's all connected, obviously. And obviously a big one is the environment, which is...
Can you make that in just a smaller phrase? That's a lot. I don't think my system will take more of that. Yeah, I don't think my system only takes a few letters, few words.
Okay, yes, no worries. I'll say environment, healthcare, and housing.
Environment, healthcare, and housing.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's major issues.
Okay, so major issues, environment,
yes.
Healthcare, and housing. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you again for your patience. Now, with the following, which of the following issue are most important to you in next year's congressional election? Please choose two. Here's the first one. Climate change and environmental issues, immigration and border security, protecting our democracy and freedom, protecting abortion rights and reproductive rights, inflation and the economy, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, crime and violence, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, gun regulations and reform, healthcare cost, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, improving K through 12 public school education. Please pick two.
It would be democracy and freedom would be number one. And
okay.
And then I would say immigration.
Immigration, okay.
Yeah.
And what the following I would like to ask you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
It's getting, I'm fortunate. It's staying the same in that range. It hasn't declined.
And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
And how often would you say you experience racist or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not too often, or not at all?
Me personally, I would say not too often, but I do experience it.
And how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Or would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in the country?
I would say I have same rights. I feel I have the same rights anyway.
Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more. About the same.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. Now, I would like for you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable. 0 means that you feel very cold or unfavorable, and 50 means that you particularly do not feel warm or cold, and you can choose any number between 0 and 100. And here's the first one. The NAACP from 0 to 100, what do you choose?
It's about a 50.
Donald Trump from 0 to 100.
So 100 is not favorably or favorably, I forget.
100 means that you're very favorable, 0 means that you're unfavorable, and 50 means that you particularly do not feel warm or cold.
Okay, so Trump, 0.
Joe Biden?
50.
The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
I am not familiar with them.
Ron DeSantis?
0.
Kamala Harris?
25%.
The Democratic Party?
I'd say 50%.
And what about Taylor Swift?
Right now she's 100%.
I know that it's still a long ways off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Cornel West, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West?
Cornel West.
How worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very worried? Somewhat
very worried.
Worried? Excuse me?
Very worried.
Now, I would like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. Here's the first one. Your heritage, traditions, and culture identity is under attack in America. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
America is on the path to another civil war.
Disagree.
Strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
America, democracy, is under major threat now.
Somewhat disagree.
Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Strongly disagree.
A gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country.
Strongly agree.
The government should do more to lessen racial inequity in society.
I would say strongly agree.
Racist against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Somewhat agree.
In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action program designed to increase the number of black and minority students on the college campus and in employment? Do you strongly support this, somewhat support it, somewhat oppose it, or strongly oppose it?
Strongly support it. Strongly support it.
Okay. And now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A says parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books that they have access to. Parents have the right to issue their own beliefs to limit the books our schools, libraries can carry. Statement B says our schools must teach multiple points of view and ban books both limited children's access to new ideas and marginalize people who historically is often ignored in our schools, such as black and LGBTQ+. Which statement do you agree with more? Statement A or statement B?
That was a lot. I'm sorry. I didn't catch all of it.
I can read it for you again. That's no problem. Statement A says parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our school libraries can carry. Now, statement B says the following. Our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limit children's access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as black and LGBTQ+. Which statement do you agree with more? Statement A or statement B?
B.
You agree statement B much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Now, I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate each statement using a scale.
I am sorry. I don't know how much longer this is going to go. I have to feed my wife.
Oh, we are at 85%. I'll read a lot faster for you because I really don't want your opinions to go to waste. And we are starting to wrap this up.
Okay.
On this section here, we're just using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 meaning that the statement is extremely important to you. 5 meaning it's somewhat important. 0 meaning it's not important at all to you. Here's the first one. A fair and equitable court system. From 0 to 10, what do you choose? 10 meaning this statement is extremely important to you. 5 meaning somewhat important. 0 meaning it's not important at all.
It's very important.
A strong military. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
10.
Free and fair education. I do apologize. Free and fair elections.
10.
Traditional family values.
I'd say it's about a 5.
Secure borders.
10.
Quality K-12 education.
10.
Religious freedom.
10.
Now, I'm going to read you two statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, and 5 means that you somewhat agree. 0 means that you do not agree at all. Now, here's the first one. Americans, democratic institutions have come under several attacks in the last 5 years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if we do not stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things that are parents. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
10.
Oh, this one says every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, it is not the case for many low-income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bring the gap for communities that feel left behind. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
That's a 10. That's important.
Sometimes over a course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you again, how motivated are you for voting in next year's presidential elections in November, using a scale from 0 to 10? 10 meaning you're extremely motivated, 0 meaning you're not motivated at all.
10.
And switching gears, the last few questions are for statistic purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I've been certified till this year, 2023.
Some college, a vocational certification, or a college graduate bachelor's degree?
Vocational certification.
And are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Not at this time.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'm very liberal.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week? Once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Several times a year.
And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and patience. You have yourself a great night. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You have a great one.
You're welcome.